The Obama administration is still weighing its options on how to respond to the Islamic State terrorist group and its latest provocative act of beheading American journalist James Foley. And pressure is growing on President Obama to do more than maintain the current strategy of airstrikes on IS targets in Iraq. In comments that are at odds with the president's stance, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, said IS can only be defeated by countering Sunni militancy in Syria. Patrick Skinner was a former CIA counter-terrorist officer, and he agrees with that assessment and says America must seriously consider the option of partnering with the Assad regime to defeat IS inside Syria. Now he's a director of special projects with the Sufan Group, a New York-based international security consultancy which advises governments on how to manage geopolitical risks. I spoke with him earlier. Patrick Skinner, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, says IS can only be defeated by countering Sunni militancy in Syria. He and the Defence Secretary Chuck Hagel left open the option of bombing IS targets in Syria. Is that the right strategy to defeat IS in your view?
Not only is it the right one, I think it's the only one. Syria is the reason why ISIS has exploded into prominence.
And yet there would be many risks involved with that, I imagine. What are they?
The problem is the answer is so obvious. Syria has to change and stabilize for Iraq to have a chance. But how to get that answer is almost unsolvable. It's 3 years and the international community has been unable to even make a dent in what's happened in Syria. So it's incredibly difficult.
Do you think it would be totally unpalatable for the US to reach out to the Assad regime because they have a similar enemy in ISIS?
And that's the most awkward diplomatic situation around. We've spent 3 years demanding that he goes, in fact, arming the opposition to him. ISIS basically has taken over that opposition. There is no credible opposition to Assad now. And that puts the US in a very, very uncomfortable situation of, you know, the enemy of my enemy is not my friend, but it could be Assad. But how do you walk back 3 years of trying to overthrow this person?
But if IS is the threat that the US and other countries are making out, wouldn't it be the most sensible option to reach out to Assad in the common goal of defeating IS?
Yes, and there might be back channel, I don't know. It's certainly one option. The other option would be to quickly ramp up support for the moderates. In my personal view, that never works. There are extremists and moderates in the same fighting field. The extremists will win. And you don't want to just keep giving weapons to an uncontrollable situation. So practically, working with Assad might be the best way to pacify ISIS. Whether that is politically and diplomatically achievable, it's beyond me.
Do you think the US is doing enough to actively court NATO or other international allies to join forces to defeat IS?
I think they are now. Until Maliki was replaced, there really was nothing you could do. We couldn't help Iraq because they were almost as bad as ISIS in terms of the Sunni support in that area. Now that there's a new prime minister, that enables the U.S. to go in with some kind of confidence and say, okay, there's a realistic chance our country might unify. And so whether NATO gets involved or not, I don't know. But I do know that the U.S. can move ahead more assertively and say, hey, we can help you with this now that you're taking the steps to help yourself.
The New York Times is quoting a senior American official who says the Pentagon puts the number of terrorist fighters with IS at around 17,000. Now, on the face of it, that looks like a number that would be no match to the US or combined international military forces. Why do you think IS are so difficult to defeat?
Because it's not 17,000 people in one location. That number is probably inflated. It's including supporters or logistics across two countries. The problem is they're not sitting in one location picking a fight with 5,000 people at a time. They're scattered among populations. Mosul is the only place that they're gathered in strength. And if they're ever foolish enough to stand and fight, like when they did at the Mosul Dam last week, when they picked a fight with finally a worthy opponent, they lost. And they will lose decisively because they have no air force. It doesn't matter. They don't have true heavy weapons. They have a couple tanks. Yes, but they don't have surface-to-air missiles that we know of, and they certainly don't have an air force. So militarily, they are no match. But neither was Al-Qaeda, and they did a lot of damage. ISIS wants to be seen as a military force, but they're not.
Secretary of State John Kerry says IS needs to be destroyed, quote unquote. That's very much at odds with President Obama's stated aim. How big do you think that rift is between the hawks and the doves in Washington at the moment?
It's probably pretty pronounced, but I think it's going to narrow. I think the murder of Foley plus the awareness that this is no longer an Iraqi issue or a Syrian issue, the U.S. will get involved. We won't want to, but we will have to.
What form do you think that might take?
I think it's going to take an increased form of what we're doing now. It was pretty effective against in the Battle of Mosul Dam using targeted U.S. airstrikes. And then the Iraqi special forces, which are okay. ISIS did not go against these guys. They went against run-of-the-mill army guys who fled. And then Peshmerga troops that are well-equipped. ISIS has done well by picking weak opponents. They are not dumb enough to go against big, you know, well-equipped opponents. And so now that element of surprise is gone. And ISIS will start to feel the brunt of U.S. and targeted quality Kurdish and Iraqi troops. And as we increase that, we will begin to push them back, which is important because right now ISIS has momentum, which you never want a terrorist group to have. As we push them back, that'll decrease their support a little bit. People will realize that they're not Superman, but then there's still the problem of, well, you push them back and they'll just go into Syria where they're making $1 million a day anyway. So something has to happen there too. Now, airstrikes might go into Syria as well, and that would make sense because ISIS doesn't recognize the border. So why should the people that are trying to solve the problem either? And Syria is a collapsed state right now. But airstrikes are only going to take you so far.
Patrick Skinner, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Patrick Skinner is the Director of Special Projects with the security consultancy, the Sufan Group.